Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast. Heidi Harris on 97.1 FM Talk.
Good morning, everybody. Day after Thanksgiving. Always a privilege to be sitting in for my buddy Mark Cox and, of course, Kim St. Ange, Carl. Everybody's off. Ethan, can you and I do it? Can we handle the show for 3 hours by ourselves? Glad to have Ethan Bright here. Hey, buddy, how are you?
Good. Heidi, how are you this morning?
I am good. You know what? We didn't even do turkey yesterday. Would that be a terrible thing to say?
No, not terrible.
You know, my husband and I just thought about it, and some people we normally eat with were out of town, and you know, other friends would have invited us had they known, and we're like, no, we're not even going to say anything. We're just going to stay home, get other stuff done, and that's awful. I know.
No, but sometimes that's the best. Sometimes you just stay at home and relax a little.
Well, we did, and you know what? We are grateful every single day for the incredible gifts that God has given us. In fact, I was thinking about that last night. I'm not trying to sound all pious here or anything, right? But I am a Christian. And last night, I was just thinking about all the incredible, every day I do. I'm grateful for my health. I'm grateful for my husband. I'm grateful, obviously, for God and his plan and all the amazing things that we have in America. I'm grateful for the way the election turned out. But my life wouldn't have been over if Kamala had been elected. But I'm grateful for so many things. Every day should be Thanksgiving, honestly, in your life. And I know people who will have turkey dinner with 10 or 12 friends, and they're not thanking God for anything. I mean, that's what Thanksgiving's all about. They're not even doing that. So what's the point for them, right?
But right.
It was a good day. Watched a little football a little bit and just relaxed around the house. And I think a lot of people, luckily I wasn't traveling. We'll talk about that coming up a little bit later, but there was a lot of travel that went on. Donald Trump, you know how he is. He can't help himself. Did you see what he said to the left yesterday?
I did not. I was busy cooking and entertaining family.
I know. See, that's the thing. We hosts have to pay attention to the news, even on our day off, even if we don't want to, because I know I was doing this morning and I just was kind of just perusing a little bit the news of events. Trump put out an event on or a posting on Truth Social. I've never been on Truth Social myself. I just haven't bothered. And there was what's the new one? Blue Sky? Have you been on that yet?
I have not, but everybody that keeps going over there, it seems like they're just migrating right back to X. So,
well, yeah, it's like there. I don't want to bash any of them, okay? But there was what? Gab, there was Parler, there were all these different things. And you're just saying to yourself, how much can you take? I don't have time for all these social media platforms. I did go over to Blue Sky. I have an account there. I haven't posted anything except hello the first day. Full of liberals who hate Trump, which is fine. I don't like an echo chamber, which is why I didn't really like Gab or Parler or any of those things. I don't really want a bunch of people telling me what I already know, whatever that may be. You know, spiritually, politically, I like to see what other people have to say. But anyway, so Trump was on Truth Social. He says, "Happy Thanksgiving to all, including to the radical left lunatics who've worked so hard to destroy our country, but who have miserably failed and will always fail because their ideas and policies are so hopelessly bad that the great people of our nation just gave a landslide victory to those who want to make America great again." Okay, Trump, pass the potatoes. I know, you know, I get it. I understand. But you're going to have to strike a little more conciliatory tone, don't you think?
I would think so.
I don't know. Maybe not. But it'll be exciting to see what he does. I don't know. Is he going to be able to make a huge difference in the country? I certainly hope so. Coming up here, less than 2 months away. Very excited to see what he does. The economy obviously is an issue, and a lot of things are issues in this country. And hopefully he'll be able to change things. I hope. I don't know how well he can do it. But what I do know is that he does have America's best interests at heart. I do believe that about Trump. I think everybody likes power. We know that everybody who's ever run for office, you know, they like power. And once they get in there, boy, oh boy, do they like that power. I've known a lot of politicians since before they became whatever they are now. And it's amazing how intoxicating the whole thing is. But Trump did not need to do this. I mean, put himself obviously at grave risk of being murdered twice, almost assassinated. And he certainly doesn't need the money, doesn't pay anything compared to what he makes. So, you know, he really does care about making our country as good as it possibly can be. I do believe that. He also went on to say, don't worry, our country will soon be respected, productive, fair, and strong, and you will be more than ever proud to be an American. Well, yeah, I'm proud to be an American every day, but it's going to be quite the mess between now and then with the things that are going on in the country, World War III looming, all the different things happening. And, you know, he's got a cabinet that, you know, some people I'm happy about, some people I'm not. I'm not going to lie to you. Some of the choices, and I'm not going to get into that today. We've got a lot of other stuff to get to. And it should be an interesting day. The Democrats, though, it's fascinating to see as they are looking back and figuring out what went wrong, right? Drinking their boxed wine and trying to discuss, you know, what the heck did we do wrong? Now the Democrats are even admitting openly that border policies were a huge factor. Well, I knew that. You knew that. Everybody with half a brain cell knew that. But they're now re-examining a lot of things. The trans activists are re-examining things. The border people are examining things. You know, trans activists, as if this was even an issue 10 years ago, right, for most people. So there are a lot of things that they're starting to look at and realize that they were wrong as far as the way they approached it. Now, they haven't necessarily changed their attitude about some of these things, but they realize that their approach was wrong and it hurt them. So we'll talk a little bit about that. Oh, and there was a great clip from one of the media bosses in Australia talking about Joe Rogan. And we'll get to that coming up a little bit later. It's one of those. It just goes to show you how they really feel about the media. I don't know if you saw this, but on election night, X, formerly known as Twitter, I wish he would just change the name because everybody calls it formerly known as, you know, Prince, formerly known as whatever. Stop. Just change the name back to Twitter or something. Anyway, on election night, Elon Musk proclaimed, "You are the media now." And this is driving them completely insane. So we'll get to that too. Lots to talk about on the Mark Cox Morning Show today. I'm Heidi Harris. You can follow me, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, all that good stuff. Heidi Harris Show, Heidi Harris Show, Heidi Harris Show, Heidi Harris Show. Here's a national anthem.
Heidi Harris on 97.1 FM Talk.
Don't be alarmed, everybody. It's not a hostile takeover. Mark Cox and crew are off today. They will return on Monday. Okay, I'm just coming in to just give the crew a day off. I'm Heidi Harris. You can follow me, Heidi Harris Show, all the socials. You know what I did not realize, Ethan Bryant, because you and I are here holding down the fort today. I've seen trains, planes, and automobiles 500 times like many people have, right?
Yep.
One of the funniest movies of all time, I think. Just hilarious. I guess I never connected that they stopped at Lambert International Airport. And there was a whole scene about that. I guess I just never realized it. Am I missing something? I'm stupid, I guess.
No. The only reason I know that, because I work with Carl and Carl knows everything. But
yes, he does.
When I was in high school, this girl that we went to high school with, she actually was in that scene. There's a bus scene that she's in.
How cute.
So she got to go and be on the bus. And you could see her head and she turns around. And
oh, that's fun.
Yeah, it was kind of cool.
That's fun.
And
so I guess
fun fact, her name was Heidi.
Well, there you go. The few, the proud, the high. You know, my name just never, it just never got popular. It used to be, and you know, what's funny is this totally aside here. I can never find keychains with my name on them because Heidi's just never been that popular. When I was a kid, you know, occasionally I'd find something. My mom would always get me anything, a toothbrush, anything that had Heidi on it. She'd buy me because you could never find it.
Yeah.
And I went to a one of those gift shops in Vegas not too long ago, just happened to be downtown, which we never do as locals. But we went downtown and there was a shop that actually had my name on it, some keychain. So I bought them all, of course. but I have now mostly been replaced by Haley.
Yeah.
You know,
when I was young, you couldn't find Ethan, but now it exploded. Everyone's an Ethan now.
Right. Can I just ask, is everybody in the NFL named Jaden or Jalen?
Something like that, isn't it?
Or is me? Right? Have you noticed that?
Yeah. Lately.
I mean, these guys are Jaden or Jay. I'm not putting down the names, but it's hilarious how many of them seem to be named the same thing.
Yeah. It seems like names go in cycles like that. There's really popular ones, you know, for a while, and we'll see.
You know, if I were naming a child, if I heard it, you know, three times at the mall, it would be off my list.
Yeah.
You know, like my cousin is so mad because her daughter's name is Ava, but her daughter is like 20 years old. Okay. And when she named her daughter, there was nobody named Ava.
Right.
With the possible exception of Ava Gardner and what's her name? Oh, gosh, I'm totally spacing this. Richie Sambora's ex-wife, Heather. Heather Locklear. Yeah. Heather Locklear and Richie Sambora had a daughter named Ava. Other than that, oh, and also Reese Witherspoon. Other than that, nobody was named Ava. Now every third 8-year-old is named Ava, which I'm not putting down the name. It's a beautiful name.
Right.
My cousin is so mad. She's like, no, nobody's name was Ava. Till I name my child. What's your daughter's name?
Eloise.
Oh, that's very pretty.
And we were going to name her Sophia, which we're glad we didn't, because in her age group, every girl's named Sophia. So.
Oh, really?
Yep.
Yeah.
She's got at least 2 or 3 in every class.
Well, that's the thing. You don't want to name your child something trendy, but you don't want to name your child something that's so weird that no one can spell it or pronounce it.
Right.
You know, people just throw apostrophes in the middle of a name. Have you noticed that randomly? You're thinking, what were you smoking, weed or something, you name your kid? You know, it's like, how does that fit on a credit card? No, really. I mean, you got just a random apostrophe. I feel bad for teachers now. Who comes up with these things? You have to understand, when you name a child, that's the name. To me, if I were a parent, I'm not, but if I were a parent, I would name a child something that you could put on an office door, a building door. In other words, you wouldn't know how old they were necessarily. It's not a weird kind of thing. I don't know. Now they're stuck with something weird forever. You did that to them, so. I don't know. There's a lot of that going on these days, for sure.
With our kid, though, she can go by, right now when she's young, we call her Ellie.
Right.
And then when she gets older, she goes by Elle. And then when she's really older, then she can go by Eloise.
Well, yeah, I like that, too. You know, like if you name a child something, it's nice to have a short version when they're 6.
Right.
You know, and then a longer version as they're older. I don't know. It's hard naming children, I know, because you want to pick something that you like a lot, but you're not necessarily, it's not going to hinder them in their old age. Black Friday, as you know, today, which, you know, does Black Friday mean anything anymore to anybody? Because Black Friday, as far as I'm concerned, started the day after Thanksgiving or Halloween. Did I miss something? Every day is Black Friday now? Every day?
It seems like it.
I mean, on the home shopping channels, in the grocery stores, anywhere you go, Amazon, everything's Black Friday. And so it's lost any of its, what do you want to call it, cachet, any of its meaning at all? That nobody cares. I'm looking here, for example, Fox 2, Black Friday deals. They've got like 14 ads for Black Friday, which is fine. But, you know, a week ago, you can find ads for Black Friday. 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago. Oh, it's Black Month. It's called Black Month. I saw something online the other day, somebody who said they used to work at a particular retailer. I'm not going to mention which one because I can't verify this. But she was talking about how she worked at this retailer and she said Black Friday means nothing. They were already going to price these things at this price. So they jacked up the prices and they tried to get you in. You were saying this morning, Ethan, you and I were talking, you were watching a local TV channel and they went to a local retailer for Black Friday thinking it would be swamped and there was nobody there. Is that what you said?
Yeah, they were showing the inside of it and it didn't look like there was like 4 people in there, but maybe they did an early bird or something where they only let certain people in, but there was nobody in there.
Wow. Remember the days when people used to line up outside Walmart or Target?
Best Buy was a big one.
Oh, that's right. That's another big one. Yes, Best Buy. I haven't been to Target in over 15 years shopping. I refuse to shop there. But Best Buy was another huge one. People would line up to get the latest phone or the latest, television or whatever. But I don't know. It's lost all of its cachet.
Well, it's easier. I mean, you can get everything online. They give you the best sales online right now. So why do you have to go in?
I know. I have a friend who, I consider him a friend. He runs a UPS store where we have a mailbox. And he was telling me how slow things are because people are shopping online. In other words, they're not going into his store to mail things. I mean, first of all, it's expensive. I hate to, I'm not trying to bash him, but it's a lot of money to mail something that way. But people just do it on Amazon and they get it for free if you pay for the Prime, which most,
right.
I don't know how many people do. I'm sure that, I don't know. I've never looked the numbers up on that, but it's so well worth it if you just save on the shipping, right?
Right.
And that's what people are doing now. They just sit in their house, click, boom, goes to that house, click, boom, goes to that house. Eventually, that's probably going to change. You know, I don't know how long they can keep up the free shipping because that's really how they rope you in. You know, if they didn't have free shipping, I think a lot of people would probably jump ship. Ha ha, but I'm bumped. I'll be here all week. I think they would. But and we're going to talk about football and Amazon Prime here in a little bit later. But yeah, it's just... Everything has changed. It used to be the big, everybody would line up at the post office, in December. And, you know, for the big try to get things out. What was the day they would have a day every single month? I remember that every year, that like the, like there would be like the last day to mail things would be December 10th or December 15th right. or whatever to get it there by Christmas. When's the last time you paid attention to that?
Yeah, I know. Because now, I mean, even if you had to, you can just get with Amazon, I could ship something to my like father-in-law's house or, you know what I mean? You don't have to worry about it anymore.
That's what I'm saying. It's just, it's very, very different now. And the world is, shopping is just, and I, you know what? I wonder too, when you go to a grocery store, you go to a retail store. And, you know, as you know, when you go to a grocery store, for example, they pay a whole lot of money to be on the end cap.
Right.
Right. And, you know, it's, there's a certain, I don't know if they pay for this, maybe they do pay for it, their things to be at a certain eye level on the shelf and things like that.
I think they do. I think that's
do they?
Yeah.
Even on the shelf?
Yep, even on the shelf.
Yeah. So my point is that if you are doing, just picking a company, there are many out there, DoorDash or any of these places, what you're not doing is you're not doing the impulse buying.
Yeah, that's
right?
True.
Because, you know, you run into, you know, TJ Maxx, which I love, to buy dog shampoo and then, oops, got to pass the sweaters. Oops, got to pass the this, got to pass the that, right? Target's the same way back when I used to shop there. They put the clothes in the front. So you go in for dog food and you have to pass all the clothes and the pillows for the house and all this nonsense. So all the impulse shopping is reduced when people are getting their stuff online. So I wonder how that's working with retailers. I haven't really seen the breakdown on that, but I'm sure it's affecting things because you go in for one thing. I remember working as a cashier when I was like 20. No, I was 18. And people would come up with this huge collection of stuff. And I'd wonder, wow, wonder what they came in for. Light bulbs and dog food, you know, all that stuff. So it's a different world, that's for sure. I'm Heidi Harris in for Mark Cox.
Heidi Harris on 97.1 FM Talk.
It's very confusing. I know. I'm filling in for Mark today. They keep playing my liner because of my Sunday show that I used to do right here on 97.1 FM Talk. You can follow me, Heidi Harris Show, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, podcast, videos, all that stuff. Everything related to me, Heidi Harris Show, on all the socials. Welcoming to the Mark Cox Show this morning, Frank Miller from This Morning with Gordon Deal. Good morning, Frank. How you doing?
Morning, Heidi. Happy Black Friday. How are you?
Thank you. Does Black Friday mean anything anymore? I want to know, Frank. We've been talking about that this morning because it started, for what I saw, it started after Halloween.
Yeah, Black Friday. I say Black Friday. It's more like November and December. You know, it's like this perpetual, never-ending sales. But hey, that's great. I mean, not so much for my bank account, but hey, I love a good deal, so I'm not going to complain. So. Right, well, let's get to it. So, yeah, it is Black Friday, and the trading activity on Wall Street is expected to be a bit light today because it's going to be a shortened session. The markets closed at 1 p.m. Eastern time. Last check, stock futures were ticking a little bit higher. Of course, the holiday season unofficially kicks off today, at least the shopping season does. American consumers are expected to spend record amounts this year on gifts. At the same time, though, they're being a little bit more cautious. A recent Gallup survey showed that Americans plan to spend over $1,000 on gifts this year, and that's up from $975 last year. If you're doing some online shopping, the FBI is warning that you should be aware of scam websites. The Bureau put out a news release earlier this week ahead of today and Cyber Monday, specifically for users who use Chrome, Safari, and Edge browsers. They're warning them of online security risks. Experts say not to buy from a website until you've researched it and read reviews on it and to make sure those reviews aren't fake. The Federal Trade Commission is reportedly opening an antitrust investigation into tech giant Microsoft regarding its practices in cloud computing, licensing, cybersecurity, and AI. Specifically, the investigation is looking into claims that Microsoft enforces restrictive licensing terms, which makes it hard for cloud users to switch platforms. The FTC is also looking into Microsoft's integration of AI tools with Office and Outlook. So far, though, Microsoft hasn't commented on the case. Workers with Amazon worldwide are holding a strike in more than 20 countries today through Cyber Monday. Organizers say the strike looks to hold Amazon accountable for labor issues and others. Amazon says in response it does provide great pay benefits and opportunities to its workers. But one of Mexico's top economists is claiming that tariffs proposed by President-elect Trump could kill about 400,000 American jobs. He warned that the tariffs could hit U.S. companies producing in Mexico by effectively doubling the taxes they pay. He also said that nearly 90% of the pickup trucks sold in the U.S. are made in Mexico, and estimated that the average prices of those pickups could rise by about $3,000. And finally, well, it's expected to be a pretty big weekend at the box office. Disney's Moana 2 already raking in over $13 million from early week previews. That's the second biggest Tuesday preview, by the way, for any animated film behind Incredibles 2, which was also a Disney movie. That's expected to make between $125 and $135 million over the weekend, and it could prove to be one of the biggest Thanksgiving weekends ever, and that's thanks to a number of major releases, including Gladiator 2 and Wicked. We'll ask if you can sit through all the audience sing-alongs that have apparently been all the rage and making headlines lately. Back to you, Heidi.
Thank you very much. Appreciate that. That's Frank Miller from This Morning with Gordon Deal. Thank you, Frank. Appreciate that. Have a great weekend.
Thank you. You too.
Thanks. Always fun talking to him. And there's a lot of news. Even though, you know, a lot of business news with Black Friday and all the things he talked about, it's very important because the economy is, you know, it's not still, listen, Trump's not president again yet. And there's still some things going on and people are concerned about how much money to spend this holiday season. Although it's interesting, I have a friend who was selling a house in Las Vegas, and it, you know, it's a very nice house, half acre lot, nothing, you know, not a mansion or anything, but a nice house. And he had trouble even getting views for this house. He lives in a nice neighborhood and yada, yada, yada. And he hardly had anyone come to see the house until Trump won re-election. And the next day, somebody came and looked at it and bought it. Because there's a lot of optimism going forward, I think, about the economy, that people are saying to themselves, you know what, Trump's going to make a difference. At the very least, we know for sure that the economy is going to get somewhat better under Trump and not get worse under Trump. Now, of course, as Frank Miller from This Morning with Gordon Deal mentioned, you know, the tariffs are a concern because if, and I'm no expert on tariffs and all and how they work, and I know a lot of, I mean, I understand how they work, but a lot of people are, you know, cautioning against them and things like that. I understand what his motivation is. The idea that companies should be taking jobs somewhere else and benefiting and not having to pay a price. But by the same token, I mean, I'd like to see these companies manufacture these cars here, not in Mexico in the case of trucks and things like that. I'd rather see everything manufactured in America. Everything that possibly can be manufactured here should be manufactured here, in my opinion, and in the opinion of a lot of other people. A lot of jobs have gone overseas, partially because of the amount of money that people expect to be paid for working. That's part of it, obviously, and that's always been the case. But there's also, you know, the factor of the taxes and the regulations and all the nonsense that goes on. And of course, the people who are claiming global warming and climate change or whatever they call it this week and constantly trying to tax companies into oblivion to pay for whatever carbon credits or whatever nonsense. I mean, that meanwhile, you know, and you, whether you agree with that or not, or whether you agree that there's a climate emergency or not, you know, they just go overseas and build the house, the cars. They build the cars in China and India and places like that where you can't even breathe the air. Mexico, you can't breathe the air. Mexico City can't breathe the air because they don't care what they spew into the environment. So the things still get built somewhere else. And we suffer as a nation. And that's the kind of stuff that Trump wants to eliminate. I sure hope he does. I have been heartened to see that Merry Christmas is returning to department stores. Now, the other day, there was a story, I'm sure Mark Cox covered it, about DEI and how Walmart and those other retailers are starting to backtrack on DEI because they're realizing nobody cares. So now Target, once again, I've not been to Target for well over 15 years. Because of their policies and dressing rooms and other nonsense. I don't shop there, period. It's amazing how you can just not shop somewhere and never miss it. I don't miss it at all. Drive by one and don't even have any temptation to walk in the door. And I'm sure most of the retailers where I do shop probably have liberal people in the boardroom, and that's okay. But when they're putting policies out there like Target had been doing. Anyhow, so now Merry Christmas signs are being spotted in Target, which is interesting. Merry Christmas, not Happy Holidays, none of the other nonsense somebody put on Twitter. Target has signs that say Merry Christmas instead of Happy Holidays. The golden era has begun. And it's fascinating to see this because this is the Trump effect. Even, listen, even if you know, you're not somebody who cares about Christmas, you just look at it as an occasion to buy stuff for people, you're not a religious person, whatever. Okay, fine. Happy Holidays is good for you. Okay, fine. But what they're seeing is a backlash. The retailers have certainly seen a backlash, as you know, from, you know, the gay pride garbage everywhere that needs to be, that's being pushed, especially on children. You want to buy rainbow stuff? Go ahead. I'm sure these retailers still have that somewhere. But this idea that you're putting out bathing suits for children so that we don't need to get into all the anatomical details, do we? The crazy stuff going on. And I was shocked to see that ad for Jaguar the other day with the guy, Have you seen that, Ethan? That ad for Jaguar with all the guys wearing dresses?
I did. And I honestly, I didn't know what the ad was for because you don't, it, until the end when it says Jaguar, I'm like, I have no idea what this is.
Well, it's clearly not for a car. It's for something else other than a car. And you know, the head of Jaguar, he was all upset when there was a backlash. You know, you're trying to sell a car. You know, I don't even understand it. You have a right to do whatever you want to. Nobody's saying you don't. Go ahead. Your company, Bud Light. Do whatever you want. Let me know how that goes for you. But this idea that you're trying to push this particular agenda down everybody's throat, we just want to come in and buy something. And we don't want to have an agenda shoved down our throat. I mean, that's really what it comes down to. So apparently, Target had an article previewing its happier holidays, you know, from Target and this and that, with an ad showcasing a boy and his mother visiting a Target store. Oh, wow. Look at that. Family's back at Target, right? But I do think this is a backlash from Trump. I think a lot of these companies are realizing that they are not winning with pushing this agenda down everybody's throats because they just want to come in and buy something. If you want to buy a rainbow, you know, a coffee thing or whatever, or a t-shirt, go ahead. Nobody's saying you can't. But if you put that in the front door, I mean, who are you converting? I'd love to know. I'd love to know what parent walked into Target or anywhere else and saw the, I'm going to buy my kid a, you know, whatever, a bathing suit geared toward whether he wants, never mind, I'm not going to get into the, you know what I'm talking about, the tucking bathing suits where you can tuck parts in. I mean, really? who sits in a boardroom and says this is a good idea? Because remember, all these things have to be discussed in the boardrooms by somebody. Hey, here's a great idea. Let's do a movie with sharks coming out of the sky, and we'll call it Sharknado. Can you imagine that meeting, Ethan?
That would have been great, actually. I'd like to see that.
It was a fun movie. Can you imagine them actually going into a meeting and proposing that, and they bought it, and they went, okay. It was actually a fun movie. Anyway, it's weird. But they don't have their fingers on the pulses of Americans. That's really what it comes down to, a lot of these companies. But maybe they're changing a little bit. All right. Much more to come on the Mark Cox Morning Show. I'm Heidi Harris in for Mark Cox.
Heidi Harris on 97.1 FM Talk.
Good morning. Good Black Friday morning. I'm Heidi Harris in for Mark Cox and crew. Don't worry, it's not a hostile takeover. I'm just here for the day, and they'll be back on Monday. Always happy to help out the crew. And I've got Ethan Bright with me, which is always reassuring.
Thank you.
He handles things expertly. We were talking about dogs during the break, you and I. I have my 16-year-old dog sleeping in my room right now. He's 16. He's a dachshund, and he's hanging in there, though. But I have some foster puppies, too, this week. I told you that story, right, Ethan?
Yeah, we were talking about it this morning. It's a good story.
Somebody dumped some puppies in my neighborhood in a cat carrier the other day. Just dumped them. And luckily, a neighbor, I didn't see him. A neighbor saw them first and told me about him. She went and got him, heard him crying, and went and got him, and then told me about him. And of course, me, I'm a sucker for puppies. Love. I used to foster a lot more than I have lately, and I've been thinking about doing it again because it's really fun. Puppies are—they're really quite easy, you know. You make sure they have enough room in the place to go to the bathroom in one area, sleep in another. You take them out a lot, you know. It's pretty, and little puppies sleep a lot.
Yeah.
So it's not that hard to foster. So I know you were saying that if you ever fostered, you'd probably fail, right?
I would. I would. I love dogs too much, so I'd get one. I'd get too attached, and then when it's time to give them up, I wouldn't be able to do it.
Well, it's been, you know, I've had a lot of dogs that some I've kept a few over the years, but mostly if it's a dog, it's not going to fit in with the other dogs. Like I had rescue some Chihuahua mixes one time, and you know, I bring them home, and my other dogs were all nice, and the dog would, you know, walk by him in the hallway, and he'd go, you know, it'd be like clinging to the wall, like, okay, that's not going to work.
Right.
Okay, if you're a scaredy cat, this isn't going to fly. So we're going to find you a nice quiet home with no big dogs. So sometimes that happens where they it's just not going to work with the pack that you already have. And the two that I have, my neighbor's taking one and I might just keep another. Don't tell my husband. You know, but the one is kind of a schnauzer mix. And my friends have a schnauzer and they've been talking about a second dog. So I showed them the dog and they were literally packing their car to leave town. When the dog showed up at my house and they went down, they discussed it and they decided, I said, I'll keep until you get back.
Yeah.
So they'll be back in a couple of days. But, you know, I wonder what the time limit, you know, when you have a first dog, And then sometimes you think about getting a second dog. I wonder what the time between thinking about a second dog and getting a second dog is. You know, they say that from the time you start talking about getting a car to the time you actually buy a new car is what? I have to look this up. I didn't plan to mention this today. But I know there's like, I've heard people say there's a very small window of time. Huh. Like once you discuss it, once you think about it, then within like, I don't know, 72 hours or something, you buy a new car.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's what we're doing. We've got a, like I was telling you, I've got a 3-year-old dog right now, and it's already in my head. I keep looking at all these other dogs that are in shelters, and I'm like, keep sending it to my wife. Hey, let's go get this dog. And she's like, no, we don't need another dog.
Well, you know what you don't have to do, and a lot of people, when they think about a second dog, they think, oh, I don't want to deal with a puppy again. You don't have to get a puppy. They're, the shelters are full of dogs.
Right.
Get one that's a year old or older, and then they're past all the, you know, not that you don't have to train them, but they're past all the nonsense of going to the bathroom quickly in the house and things like that. And so, you know, it's got to be the right combination, you know, of dogs. Like this little one that I'm thinking about keeping. she's probably a Italian Greyhound.
Oh.
Now, you got to remember, I am a German Shepherd person, all right? I'm not a little luxury dog person at all. and she's so delicate, the little teeny legs and things like that. I mean, they're a whole different breed of dog. But I was concerned that my 75-pound poodle would hurt her, and he's very gentle with her. And so it's like, oh, that's working out. So,
Nice.
But you sit down, and she jumps in your lap like a cat and just curls up in there. But yeah, I'm kind of a rough and tumble dog kind of person. I like to hike and take long walks and things like that. So I like a big dog. I will always have a big dog.
Right.
As long as I'm, you know, healthy enough to have a big dog and walk it and everything like that. So yeah, but these foster puppies are fun. They're cute. They've been really good this week. I've been doing a lot of radio and they've been very cooperative, which give them a chew bone and then they're quiet for a couple of hours, which I need. But honestly, I see that the shelter in St. Louis is now trying to eliminate the idea of volunteers, which is not, it's hard being a volunteer at a shelter. I used to actually coordinate volunteers at an animal shelter, and it's hard.
Yeah.
You know, they volunteer, they adopt everything they can before they get divorced, and then they quit. They have to. Their hearts get broken.
Right.
With what they see. It breaks, you know, I used to cry every day when I worked at an animal shelter. Every day I cry on the way home.
Ugh.
It's just a hard, hard business. And, but I do, I think volunteers are very, very valuable because they'll walk them and they'll do this and they'll do that. And, you know, and you know what, folks, if you don't like the conditions of shelter, stop breeding dogs that shouldn't be bred. Stop dumping your dogs. That's all I can tell you. But I think that, you know what, at the end of the day, Ethan, I think that we outnumber the bad people.
Yeah.
You know,
those puppies are lucky they got a place by your house.
They, you know, and I wonder if the people who did it have seen my dogs and thought, oh, here's a dog person. Here's a sucker. I don't know. I'm not defending what they did at all. There's no excuse because these dogs are so cute and you certainly could have gotten a home for them. But anyway, I don't know. But you know what? I can't save every dog at the shelter. Can't save 900 pit bulls, but I can save these dogs. And that's what it comes down to. I'm Heidi Harris in for Mark Cox.
Get more at 971talk.com.